During the Second World War, the county of Norfolk was subjected to invasion, not by an enemy, but by the service personnel of the American Air Force, who based their operations in the county. The impact of over 70,000 US Air Force and associated divisions moving into Norfolk had a huge impact on the local people. Mike Hutchinson spoke to Libby Morgan, who is the Trust Librarian of the 2nd Air Division Memorial Library at the Forum. He began by asking her when this friendly invasion started.
Well, the Americans entered World War II after the bombing of Pearl Harbor in December 1941, and we started to see American Air Force personnel arrive in Britain in May 1942. And the very first mission that was flown by the American Air Force here in Norfolk was from RAF Swanton Morley. It's together with the RAF, and it was on the 4th of July, which was Independence Day in 1942. So there were political reasons that mission had to fly on that date. But then after that, you know, the airfields were being built and then occupied. So by the time we got to D-Day, there were about 57,000 American service personnel here in Norfolk.
That must have had a huge impact on the population of Norfolk. Quite a shock, really, I suppose.
Yes, well, I think it was a shock to people. Once the Americans managed to get off base and start to socialise with people, they had very different experiences and different language. They'd had different music, they'd had different food, all those sorts of things that came here to rural Norfolk, which at that time would have been very rural indeed, outside of the main towns and Norwich as a city.
The only experience that a lot of people in Norfolk had had of Americans was seeing them up on the big screen, really, and, you know, as heroes or cowboys or whatever.
Well, that's
so
right.
So here was something a bit different, really.
Yes, real people, and some of them may have seemed like film stars with their dark glasses, and they had generally more money, I think, than the locals did, and were able to access better food and spend their money at the theatre and the cinema. But of course, there were real film stars here serving with the American Air Force. James Stewart is probably the most famous person, and he served at Old Buckenham and at Tibbenham air bases. Other famous American entertainers would come over to entertain the airmen and the GIs on their bases.
Also, you mentioned about the food, of course, because at that time English people were rationed a lot, so there was a lot of things they you know, couldn't have or didn't have access to.
Well, that's right, and certainly the Americans were very mindful, or were told to be very mindful, if they were ever invited to Norfolk person's home, not to eat them out of house and home. And they would often take food with them, so something perhaps like fresh oranges or tins of Spam, peaches, but things like peanut butter and Coca-Cola and
chewing gum.
The
people in Norfolk had never seen chewing gum before. They must have wondered what it was, really.
Yes, and that's a very famous catchphrase, "Got any gum chum," is what the children were meant to have said when they asked the soldiers if they've got some sweets.
And you mentioned entertainers. I mean, they went round the bases playing at functions and dances, and I suppose one of the most famous ones was of course, the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Well, yes, we're told that they played at Chapelfield Gardens, although there's people that dispute that they were actually here in Norwich, but certainly they went around to several of the bases and would play for a big dance, and local people would have been invited to, especially the local girls would have been invited to go along and listen. Yeah, Glenn Miller and James Cagney was, again, one of the famous entertainers that was here. And also people like Joe Louis, who was the world champion heavyweight boxer. He visited and gave boxing demonstrations on the bases. So, yeah, there were a lot of famous Americans.
Well, that opened another thing, really, because, I mean, Norfolk people had probably never encountered black people before. Were they separated from white servicemen when they were based here, or...?
Yes, they wouldn't have served together. There were engineering regiments that were here who were constructing the airfields, and certainly we know that at least one of those had black personnel serving there. So there were black American soldiers here in East Anglia, and there used to be segregation off the bases as well. So like some pubs would be used by the black GIs and some by the white GIs. And there was racial tension, but amongst the Americans, not so much between the British people and the black GIs. It was more between the white and the black American soldiers.
You mentioned there about relationships with the ladies, of course, and I suppose a lot of English families, their young men and husbands and boyfriends were probably away somewhere serving overseas. And
yes, that's right. Yes,
had its advantages and disadvantages. That, you know, there was somebody to dance with, but I think some of the relationships went on from there. We heard about GI brides.
That's right. Yes, we haven't got exact figures for how many GI brides there were who married American personnel here in Norfolk, but the figure for the whole of the UK is something about 70,000. So there were, yeah, relationships that blossomed into marriage, and we've got some records of some of those marriages and photographs from some of those weddings, certainly in here in the library. Yeah, then they went off after the war back to America, following on from their husbands, because their husbands went back to America first, and the legislation to get their wives back over to America followed afterwards.
Talking about the more pleasant side of things, really, but let's not forget why they were actually here, because we were fighting Germany at the time. Roughly how many sorties went out from Norfolk?
Overall, the 2nd Air Division, which was the part of the American Air Force that was around Norwich, they flew and took part in 493 combat missions. So that was between the 7th of November 1942 and the 25th of April 1945. So that was 95,948 individual aircraft sorties. And obviously that resulted in casualties, and for the 2nd Air Division, that was nearly 7,000 men lost their lives from Norfolk.
Flying from Norfolk?
Yeah.
That's just an incredible figure. And of course some of them must have crashed and were captured and taken prisoner.
Yes, many of them were taken prisoners of war, and we've got some memoirs in the Memorial Library here in Norwich of some of those stories. Others obviously were killed or injured. And injured airmen would be taken to the American hospital, which is near Wyndham at Morley, which is now the home to Wyndham College. The last mission flown by the 2nd Air Division was the 25th of April 1945, and certainly by September they'd all gone, and actually that was quite a shock to the local people, especially the children, because, you know, one day the airbase was full of thousands of people and the next day there was nobody there. And of course the war was still carrying on in the Far East, and so a lot of the bomb groups were going back to the States to retrain onto different aircraft to then be going back and continuing fighting in the Far East. But you know, the war ended, and many of them then didn't need to do that.
It must have had an effect on the local economy, because I mean these guys would go down the pub. I know there wasn't a lot to buy and sell during those years, but I mean they would use local shops and they would go down the
yeah
pubs
certainly and, they would do yeah. And so, you know, for them all to have just suddenly disappeared, I'm sure that had an effect on the local economy. But then, of course, you know, menfolk who had been serving would be coming back and life would be returning to normal. There was obviously huge rebuilding needed to carry on happening after the war to replace all the bomb damage.
We're recording this at the Memorial Library, and, of course, Americans must come back. I suppose it's more or less their families now must come back to Norfolk to try and put some memories together and look at places where they were stationed. Do they come in here, and what sort of stories
they
have
do.
You
heard? Yeah, we still get some veterans coming back, not very many because they're mostly in their 90s now, but we do see veterans, but it is mostly families, so their sons, daughters and their grandchildren that come back wanting to go perhaps to the airbase that their relative had flown from. And some of those visitors come here to the Memorial Library and find out about what their relatives were doing, or a bit more about their unit that they served with, and to put some context really around their wartime experiences.
And you keep these memories? I mean, obviously some people come back with stories to tell, and you've got ways of keeping some of these stories.
Yes, we've got an oral history project, so whether it's returning Americans or whether it's local people with memories of those times, we have got a little team of volunteers who will record people's memories, and then those are kept at our archive, which is at the Norfolk Record Office at County Hall in Norwich.
So that anybody who has got anything or something they might like to add to this, they can get in touch with you here at the Memorial Library at the Forum?
Yes, they can, and they could give us a ring first perhaps, or they could come and visit, and we'd be really pleased to hear from you. If people want to share their memories, we would arrange for somebody to either come to your own home to record those, or for you to go into perhaps your nearest library and do, say, an interview there.
Libby Morgan, Trust Librarian of the 2nd Air Division Memorial Library at Norwich Library at the Forum.